Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about following Jesus as the one who heals and looking at different aspects of the healing that God brings and how he does that, how we encounter Him in a way that brings healing. Not always a physical healing, but sometimes it is. But more importantly, a healing of our soul. The result ought to be praise of God in a manner that others know the power that God has brought to us. So this morning we're going to focus in on healing by God's word, and talking and praying a little bit about the healing power of the Word of God. Psalmist writes in Psalm 107, verse 20. And says, He sent forth His word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. I read that and I think of God sending His word and rescuing us from the grave, a healing that only He can do. I think of John's introduction to Jesus. As he writes, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We know His name is Jesus. And when we think about healing by God's Word, the ultimate healing is the Word becoming flesh, living among us, teaching, going to the cross, being crucified, buried, and resurrected. Ascending back to heaven to prepare a place for all who would put their faith in Him. The healing from the consequences, the punishment of death, which we deserve from sin. And so as Christ came, as the Word of God made flesh, we find healing in Him. And while that's the ultimate healing, the one that's most important, the one that's most necessary, I believe there's another layer of healing through what we have as the written Word of God. As we spend time in Scripture and we study it, we meditate upon it, we memorize it, we read it. There's healing power within the words as we recognize God's understanding of not only who we are, but what we're going through. I talked Sunday in the message about the one who heals. We began by looking at Jesus as the one who hears. And briefly discussed how powerful it is to be listened to. And the calming effect that it has on our emotions, on our thought processes, the things which often agitate us and will make us not feel well. And so as we spend time in God's Word, we discover He is the one who's been listening all along. He's the one who has understood all along. And so we come to God's Word not only to gain information that ought to be transformational, we come to God's Word in order to hear Him with an awareness that He hears us. you become sick and go to the doctor, there's a two-sided conversation that ought to take place if you want to get well. Now, sometimes, and I've been there, the doctor says, well, I have no idea what's wrong with you. I need to send you to somebody else. And sometimes the somebody else says, I have no idea what's wrong with you. There's one who dealt with chronic illness for over 10 years with the doctor saying, we really don't know. I understand a little bit of those of you who are going through things that the doctors can't help all that much. But for many of the ailments that we have, we go to the doctor and our expectation is that the doctor will listen. That the doctor will hear us. And there's a lot of power in being able to explain to someone with the ability to understand at some level what's going on. But if that's where we leave it, we're probably not going to experience the wellness that we anticipated. You see, there's a second part, and it requires us to listen. It requires us to hear what the doctor says. Well, not just hear it as far as knowing the words, but hearing it and doing it. And that's why it's so important to spend time in prayer, knowing that God is the one who hears us, but also spending time in His Word, knowing that we need to be the one that hears Him and then does what He says. And so we experience healing by His Word when we listen to it and we apply it. We put it into practice. It says God's Word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide bone and marrow. He's not talking about a battle sword. He's talking about this thing's able to do surgery. And the reason we generally have surgery is to promote healing. And it may be painful for a while. It may be painful for a long time. I know a number of you that have often listened to these broadcasts have gone through surgeries recently, and some are still wondering, when will it heal? When will I be back to the things that I want to do? The surgery caused discomfort, it caused pain, it caused restrictions for a time, with the goal that if everything worked successfully, that the end result would be better than the beginning. The condition that necessitated the surgery will be resolved. Sometimes that happens quickly. Sometimes it's a long process that requires even more surgeries. And we don't like that. We want the quick fix. If I have to have God work on my life, then get in there and get it done and then leave me alone. It doesn't work that way. When God works on our life, He wants to get in there by His Spirit and He wants to stay, so that He can continually get done the things that needs to be done in our life. And so we cling to God's Word as powerful, as that which promotes healing. And we cling to God's Word as made flesh in Jesus, knowing that He's the one who hears, He listens. He's given us a spirit that is able to translate for us when our groans and utterances can't be understood by anyone but God. And as He hears, we listen. And His word has gone forth. And it heals. And it heals in a way which rescues us from the grave. Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to experience You in a full way. You've given us Your word. You've given us Your word in the book we call the Bible, a printed record of what You believe we need to know and we need to practice and we need to understand and we need to do. But within Your word, You've given us the story, the true story of Your very word becoming flesh, that being called Jesus, living amongst us, understanding us in a way that was real, so that He continues to understand us in a way that's real. And as the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, it brought us a glimpse into Your goodness and Your glory. But it wasn't just so we could see You more clearly, it was so that we could be healed of sin. That the penalty of death that sin brings about would be paid. And by Your word, we are made whole. And so, God, help us to never forget the power of Your word as Jesus, the power of Your word is the Bible. The power of You hearing us and us hearing You. God, help us to be better listeners. Not just listeners in hearing Your word, but listeners in doing Your word. And God, today, as You do surgery in our life with Your word, and whether it's a point of discomfort today or whether it's a point of relief, may we trust You as that chief surgeon, that what You're doing is being done to promote healing, to promote wholeness. And Father, as I think of the ultimate healing that we need, that we find in Jesus, I also pray for those that have had physical surgeries that are in need of healing. For those that have struggled for quite some time, perhaps surgery after surgery, trying to resolve an underlying issue that just doesn't seem to want to go away. Father, may they know not just a healing of their physical bodies, but a healing of their mind, of their spirit. That they live with a peace, a calmness, that trust in You even when the timetables aren't what they desire. Father, I pray for a great healing to take place. Not simply for our benefit, but for Your glory. Father, while You bring about healing in our physical bodies, while You bring about healing to our spirit, may we consistently acknowledge You and Jesus as the source of all of the healing that we experience. The wisdom that you give to doctors, the work that you do within our physical body that they may help with, but they're simply being your servants. The work that's miraculously done that really can't even be explained except the knowledge that you are at work. So, Father, today, as we find healing by your word, may we lift up Jesus as the word made flesh, as the one who heals, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.